From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Last summer, Colorado officials rolled out a new state brand and logo. It's popular among some groups, but received mixed support at the state capitol. A Republican bill to send the branding question to a vote of the people failed at the state house. As part of our Capitol Conversation series, Benza Berkland talks to reporters about the backstory and where the branding issue goes from here.
Joining us today, we have Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Ed, just briefly explain what this new state brand logo will look like and why it's been controversial.
Well, the new logo, which was come up with, if you will, after a one-year process in which the state's chief marketing officer, Aaron Kennedy, really tried to solicit opinion from everyone he could get in touch with, is a small mountain, green and white logo, the mountain shape, letter CO or Colorado on it. And the idea is that the state wants to, A, have a common symbol for all of its functionalities, putting it on all of the state agencies' vehicles, letterhead, things like that, so Colorado finally has its own logo. And B, and maybe more importantly in Kennedy's eyes and Governor John Hickenlooper's eyes, the idea is that they want to brand companies that sell products out of state. So they can put this logo on it, and they could say Colorado made, Colorado designed, Colorado grown, and they can use that to really give people the idea that Colorado is a center of entrepreneurship, and that when they see this logo, they could think, hey, this state's got something going on, I'm more interested in this product.
And Charles, what we're seeing from the State House is there's a lukewarm reaction to it.
It's across the spectrum, from Republicans to Democrats. Even the House Speaker, Mark Ferrandino, said he didn't care for it. Part of the argument is that, well, we all see the Colorado flag, the sea with the sun inside. The governor's office explanation for this is that that doesn't translate outside on the East Coast or in other states. They don't see our flag. They don't know what it means. And so when they see Colorado or think of Colorado, they think of almost our license plates, which are, as Ed described, green with a little mountain in it. But it's also become a political issue, too, which is kind of interesting because it's an election year. The governor's up for re-election, and it costs, what was it, $800,000 to $1.1 million for the entire effort. And so it's like grade school kids could do better than this. And so it's been a lot of people who've just said, really, we spent that much money for this?
And I know, Ed, branding the state has been a huge issue for Governor Hickenlooper. It's a top priority for him. I mean, is this pretty common nationwide that states focus on things like this and have a logo?
Kennedy actually said that when he was hired, and mind you, Aaron Kennedy is one of the founders of Noodles & Company, who has since left the company, but he said when he was hired in 2012, he believed he was the only chief marketing officer on a state payroll in the country. Hickenlooper wants to get this out there. As other states are branding, they're saying, hey, come to Michigan or come to New York, we've got a good climate, they've got these nice little TV ads, they reach out in magazines to businesses. But what Hickenlooper wants to do is change the national conversation about Colorado, for too often you have heard about things like school shootings or devastating floods and wildfires, or especially in recent times, the legalization of marijuana. And by creating a brand, they can start to draw it back, because the state isn't letting just anyone use this brand. You actually have to apply to use it on any of your products and then get the go-ahead.
And Charles, a Republican lawmaker actually had a bill this session to send the question about the brand to voters for approval, essentially. That didn't make it through the state house.
And that was somewhat problematic for him to go that far with it. Part of his argument is that the legislature, for example, would vote on the other state symbols, like the state rock or the state dance, or right now there's the state cactus that they have a bill going through. Some people roll their eyes and laugh at these kinds of things. And they're saying this is a very important symbol and that we, you know, the people should have a discussion on this and then the people should vote on it.
We, as a paper, got a lot of comments from people who saw it when we first posted it on our website. And they said, what the heck is this? It's mundane. It's dull. It says nothing about the state. But yet I watched Aaron Kennedy give a presentation on how this was come up with. And he drew a standing ovation. When people hear the backstory, they tend to like this a little bit more. And when people see it that don't really like it, I'll be curious to see how that changes as this becomes used more and more.
Great. Thank you. That was Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and this is Capital Conversation.